how this we'll see how this plays itself out. Okay. Now, the just a short interesting point. The Rambam made a point at the beginning of Sherish Beis to say Kvaber Psichas Chibreinu the Perish Hamishnah Shirov Dinei Torah No Tziyam B'Sholosh Esrei Midrash Torah Nidreshes Bohem. Okay. So we asked, or I didn't find at least, that he says it in Pirush Mishnayos, okay? But, you know, that's one question you can ask. But the more interesting question, which he didn't ask last time, is what the heck? Why is he telling us this here, okay? So I think the answer is very clear. This is a setup for the future because he's trying to point out, as he points out, Nosnil Ben Knaz, thousands of Dini Hatera, they learn out from Yud Gimel Midos, okay? So it's coming out, even the start off, that leave Dini Hatera are Yud Gimel Midos, and then you're going to come to a colossal sum of Minyan HaMitzvos if you're going to count them as leave Dini Hatera. You know, what the issue is, why Dini HaTorah should be counted is a different point, but that's the way he's going through the whole Sheresh. So then it's very mistaba what he did, that he made such a statement that Reiv Dini HaTorah no tziyam b'shalosh esrei midos. Okay? So I think that's pshat. Okay? Now, this, see, I have an answer. I don't even get involved in this, of, you know, what the Rambam means with the Chochmas Kassel, how it works. But I'm more interested now in terms of Sherish Beis. Why is this important for us to know that it's Chochmas Kassel? So I think that the answer here is also very clear. Because what the Rambam is doing is the Rambam is differentiating between two things. He's differentiating between Yud Gimel Midos and Pirush HaMekubal. And the pshat is not that there are two sets of Yud Gimel Midos, okay? No, the difference is between Pirush HaMekubal and Yud Gimel Midos. And the Pirush HaMekubal, even if Chazal mentioned Yud Gimel Midos, it's only the Smochin, it's only Chochmas HaKosov, but it's pure, unadulterated Pirush HaMekubal. Okay? Therefore, the Rambam, here, the Rambam doesn't have to ask this question. He asks, so then what's the difference between Pirush HaMekubal and Halachim Shel Sinai? Because what really is that the Pirush HaMekubal is also pure, unadulterated Torah Shabbat Peh and a Messiah and a Kabbalah, okay? It could be, you know, Chazal mentioned the Yud Gimel Midos, but that's not the point. And that's really what he's saying, Limda Kosuv V'lo Limduo, that's what he says in Shin Lamed Vav and Loisaseh, that it's the Pasuk. It's not limdua that the Chachmei HaMesera moitzi it, but it's limda kosov, okay? And that's the important point. And the important point is because Minyan HaMitzvos need two things. It needs Nemu L'Moshe Misinai, as the Rambam clearly says in Sherish Aleph and Sherish Beis and Sherish Gimel, and also Hasi Mikrei HaTorah. And that is where Pirush HaMekubal differs from the Halacha Moshe Sinai, that the Halacha Moshe Sinai is not a Pirush and a Pasuk. And any relation to Pasuk is only Asmachta Ba'alma. A Pirush HaMekubal is a Pirush and a Pasuk. Okay? But I stress again, in here I differ from the Rav. Zechat Zad Murray V'Rabbi, you know, what can I say? But you know, it's difficult for me to swallow the question which Ramban asks, because the Pasuk says that in Lo Yumsu Avos Habonim, that which the Ram counts in Minyan HaMitzvahs as a mitzvah Minyan HaMitzvah Lo Yisaseh, okay, and that's a Pirush HaMakubal. However, the Psukim say in Nach that Hulohikir as Bnei Amukim Kakosu Bateres Moshe Lo Yumsu Avos Abonim Boram Boys. What Kakosu Bateres Moshe? We're not doing anything. So no one is going to come and say, because the Rav says it's someone who says that if you say a different shot than this, you're kefir. You know. It's a difficult thing to swallow, okay? So therefore, and I'm adding something else, I can say a lot more on this. I just want to make the point, because that's all we need. The Ram is very careful in Hilchos Eidus that he says that Lo Yumsu Avos Habonim is Michlal, okay? And we point that out, Michlal is not necessarily the only pshat, but it's another pshat in Pasuk. And the Pshuta Shel Mikra is still maintained. The only question I'd ask, but that's not a problem with me, okay? Since the Rambam claims that he's incorporating in Mishneh Torah called Din HaTorah, if the Pasuk says that the Pshuto Shel Mikra is a Din HaTorah and is L'Chayra Alav, Kakosa B'Teres Moshe, why isn't there an expression of that in? Why isn't an expression of that in Mishneh Torah? You know, that's a kash, it doesn't do with me. You know, the Pasuk says Kasa B'Teres Moshe, and the Ram doesn't have it. So, you know, what can I do? Okay, but that's a problem. It's nothing to do with me. I don't think you can hit me with that. Okay, so that's what I have. So that's what he wants, Chochmas HaKosuv, that this in no way, he wants to say the point of Chochmas HaKosuv for us is that there's no relationship whatsoever with this Kabbalah and the Yud Gimel Midas. And it's pure, unadulterated Torah Shebaal Peh, but it's a pshat, it's a pirush. It's a pirush in Pasuk, so since it's a pirush in Pasuk, it goes into Mikra HaTorah. Okay. So that, we have that. Now, okay, so that, I think, you know, that sets the stage in the problem. I'm not getting involved in other issues, but that, now ready to move ahead. Now, I just want to point something out. And I was amazed, okay? You see, the question is, you ask yourself, so what's the Bahag's opinion about Yud Gimel Midas HaTorah in the Drash of the Bahag? What is he, and what's going on over here? And what's the issue? Because the Rambam, you know, sets up certain postulates at the beginning and just leaves it like that, and then attacks the Halachos Gedolos about something which he never spoke about before, about the Ribui. Okay? So, this is beyond the purview of what we're talking about. I have a whole piece, and I don't think, you know, it's central for the Shurish, and maybe if you want, I can say a separate shiur on it. But just to give it to you in a synopsis, the Ram says in a tshuva that there are three or four Pirushim Mekubalim. So, frankly, when I was a young man, and I saw this Ram, I said to myself, Ribbonish. There's so many times that there's Mipiyah Shmur. There's so many times the Ram says Pirush Mekubal and Pirush Mishnayis and Sefer Mitzvahs. You know, how can you make such a statement? You know, it's like, you know, if you say three or four, you're not dealing with 99 or 100. You're dealing with three or four, you know. Maybe get to five, maybe get to two, but, you know, it's pretty clear that he knows what he's talking about. Okay. So, in my opinion, okay, and I know I can really talk about this, you know, and make a whole shiur on it. it is 3 or 4, okay? And I have it down to 3 or 4, okay? And that, you know, I'll see how much I go into this now, but, you know, it is 3 or 4. But the Rambam, if you look over there in the Tshuva, is having a discussion about Sefer Mitzvahs. He says, you know, you find it, it's upside the shots, and they wrote in Arabic, and they, you know, and there are 14 prokim there, and he's telling you about it, and you know, you'll be able to, you know, deal with mitzvahs in general. Oh, but everything is there, okay? And then he says, in that discussion, that the 3 or 4, and the 3 or 4 that he's talking about there, is that a mitzvahs, that a minyan mitzvahs solely because of a pirush makom. Okay. Sometimes you can claim that, for example, you have an ashara. For example, the Ram will say in Sheresh Tes, has a whole new idea in Sheresh Tes. See, the question is, what happens when you have an implicit ashara? Okay. And I'll explain to you what I mean. So the al really goes in two things. It goes on no, and it goes on mavusha, right? But there's only one al. So what do? Okay. So the Rambam Sheresh Tes sometimes says that it says that if there's only one lo, it's only one love. Okay. And however, there are certain cases. That ki'il the pirush mekubal says to read it, it says lo this, lo that, lo this, lo that, lo that, and it comes out to be many love. Okay. So there, really, the law exists. The question is how to read the law. So that's not what we're talking about. Okay? There are other issues which are much more acute. The question is, the Pirush Makubal tells you what the mitzvah is because you have no clue of how to define it. Okay? But there are certain mitzvahs which are only in Minyan HaMitzvahs because of the Pirush HaMakubal, okay? For example, the Rambam has a mitzvah called Ashara from Yayin Nesach, okay? Ashara from Yayin Nesach. What is Ashara in terms of Yayin Nesach? There's Ashara, you know, about Takoivis in terms of whatever, the Lavim of Hanofim of Vodazola. But there's no lav, okay. So the Rambam learns, kilu he says is a hekesh. Asher chelev zvochenu yochelu yishnu ne'ein nesicha. So you know, remember the lav zechenu was told. So what's the isa of yayin nesach? Asher chelev zvochenu yochelu yishnu ne'ein nesicha. Yes, of course now. How could that be? You need nashola. So the Rambam says that there's a hekesh between Yein Nesicham and Chedus Lachema. There's a hekesh between Takrevis and Yain Nesach. So through the Pirush HaMakubal over here, there's no Hashara, which doesn't exist in the Torah. Okay. And the Pirush HaMakubal is really making up. And you don't know exactly how it does it. Using, you know, the Midas HaTorah and making up a din and a pasuk which really doesn't exist. Okay. Then you ask another question. Ashara Bas. That was Kuf, I think. Kuf Saridalad. Ashara Kuf Saridalad. Yes, you have a Ashara. Of Shin Lamed Vav. That's all Bas. Torah talks about Bas HaBas, but there's no Ashara Bas.
So where's that coming from? Okay. So that's the Gemon Krisis. The Limda Kosov. Okay. Bas. Okay. Ram calls the Shinlam Vov. Ram there quotes something about Noisa or whatever, but Shinlam Vov. Okay. In Limda Shoska Kosov. Limda Kosov. Okay, good. Say it. Pirisha Makubu. Okay. Another case. Where did this achila come from? There's no pasuk. It's lo sevasha. So Ram says, "Amayim, this and that." That it says many times. Oh, you have nothing. It's only because the mesori is that it's a dreisa, whatever it is. Okay. So another lap. Three. Fourth is a very strange situation in the Torah. The Torah has a law of lo yochu is a kikridish heim. Okay, basically you would have said it's kotcheshah. Okay, but it says kikridish heim, and who are we talking about? And what are we talking about? So the Rambam, I think in Kuf Lamed Aleph, if I'm not mistaken, in the Lav of Noisa, he says, since it's Mufuish a Posek of Koles by Noisa, and we don't have any Las Home of Fureshes, and this is a Lav of Psum Mukdoshim, so mainly we assume that it goes on that. Okay, so I don't know if you need a Pirush Mukobo for that. However, the problem is Pigel, and through Gzeir Hashov, we learn the Kores on Pigel. And Memela, we make this Lav into two. But this Lav exists in the Torah. So, is he calling the Pirush HaMakom as making a Lav? It's not making a Lav. This is the three or the four in the Rambam. Okay? But that's all that it is. Three or four. That's why I would look at it. Okay, maybe I don't know. Maybe I just, you know, maybe it should be institutionalized, or maybe I said something intelligent. But that's the story. That's how I see it. Okay. So I asked myself, okay, let me investigate what the Bahag does over here. Can I tell you something? The Bahag has no lav of Yayin Nesach in the United States. The Bahag has no love of Achilles Bosa B'chol. Oh, I forgot. I mentioned this three. I mentioned Bas. Yeah. What?
Bas, yeah.
1 second. I made a mistake. Bas. I made a mistake. 1 second. Bas. Bosa B'chol. 1 second. No. Bosa B'chol, I think, is not so bad. Because Bosa B'chol, there might be a love in the Torah Kilu. We're reinterpreting the lav, okay? I think he uses it because the Torah says Palmayim, and we're using the Pirush HaMakubal, and that Shurish tests that if you have a choice of Kefal alav or not Kefal alav, if there's a new din, so the Pirush HaMakubal is a new din, so maybe that's a lav, okay? But when you have the third one, I would assume maybe, is a lav of oil in Tumah, okay? That's only through Gzeir Shav and Pia Shmur. And the Ram says in the Minyan HaKot, okay, so you have Orel in Truma, and you have Bas, and you have Yayin Nesach. And I think Bosa B'Cholav, I think, is not so bad in the Rambam. And I think the fourth one might be Pigel. You have to decide whether you want Pigel or Bosa B'Cholav, whichever you want. And that's the three or four, I think. Okay? Say it. So look in the Bahag. There's no love of Bosa B'Cholav in Achila. There's no love of Yayin Nesach. Okay. There's no love of Oil in Truma. Okay. He has in Chayvei Krisus, in Nisrofin, he has Bas. Okay, whatever that means. There's drosh about it. And he has in Chayvei Krisus, Pigel and Noisa. So we have no clue of what he's talking about, okay? So it is very possible the Rambam's saying that I have a kula mifchan, a zeh haderech, or min aroi, that there has to be some way of deciding which pirushim, which yud gimel midos are minyan mitzvahs and which not, okay? We have no clue, according to halachas gedolos, how it works and what's happening. But I don't think he can come against the Bahag and say that he has a raya against him, because he suggests that the way we know if it's a pirush makubal or not is the matik yashmur, say guf teira, okay, or the raisa. We have no clue in the Bahag how it works. So he definitely disagrees with the Bahag at the beginning, and the Ram is setting up something very important for himself over here, how Pirush Makubal fits in. But he can't take the Bahag on because he has no clue. He's only pointing out that you can't accept all your Gimel Midos, you don't know where you're standing. So you have to have some way of understanding this, okay? And he doesn't attack the Bahag on this because there's no way to do it. It's only when he comes to the next step, when it comes to Ribui, okay, and he says that if you're going to count the Ribui of S in Minyan Mitzvahs, S Hashem Elokecha, Tiro, Rabbis Tamlech Chomim, so then you should count to every time there's a mitzvah of S, and Kabbal is S Avicha V'Esimecha, Eish Avicha, Baalimecha, whatever, okay, Seder. So that's the point of a Mamadashach, okay? So that he can attack about, because it doesn't make, you know, Mamadashach, it's all or nothing, okay? I'm just saying, just for the record, it's very odd, even though he talks about Yiras Chachomim, okay? You'd assume that there's some relationship between Yiras Chachomim and Yiras Shamayim, because it's S, okay? But the Bahag counts them, doesn't put them together, B'chala, so it's they're very far apart, okay? So, you know, you could make a point. You can make a point. See, the only question is, you know, how does this work? You know, why should one assume that even if the Ribui is a deraisa, why should he make a new mitzvah? Okay. So here, I thought that the Rambam interprets in the Bahag, the question is, what does S mean? And why it's a Ribui? And it's Ramban Chumash, the Kilu S means something else, something more. Okay? And he learned that it's not im. It's not, you know, it's not included, but it's, so he learned in the S itself, it means that it's something different. And that itself, by definition, tells you there's a new mitzvah over here. If he counted. So it's a madashach. So if that's what S does, so how can you machalik? Okay? However, I'm not getting involved. There's issues in Rishonim back and forth, the rayas, you know. I'm not here, I have what to say on this, you know, of whether Yiras Tamil Chomim has to go with Yiras Shamayim or it's something different, you know. You have your Miris, you have Karakemachs, you know, I can throw around the Bakiyas for you, okay? You know, but the point is that the Bahag's learning is different, okay? In fact, the Rambam probably also agrees that it's different, because the Rambam quotes what you would assume that it's Yirei Chachom, Yirei Abba Mubok, he quotes it in Hilchos Talmud Torah, not in Hilchos Yisrael De'at Torah, in Yerushalayim, and he quotes it in the mitzvah from Kima V'Hidu. Okay? But I didn't find Bechlal, except for here, the Lam quotes the drash of Hashem Elokecha Tira. No, it's a Kavuchayv, Mom V'Imoy, maybe L'Mabo, whatever, okay, good, same. And it's even not even clear what the relationship between Rabbi and the Talmud Chacham is. And it seems to be that if you look in the Minyan HaMitzvos, and the way he does the Mishneh Torah, it's a little different. Because in Minyan HaMitzvos, I think Reish Yud Noisase, he quotes in the Yaseis, he quotes Kimu V'Hidu, and then he says there's also an issue of Rabbi. Okay? Also an issue of Rabu. He throws it underneath. So it's something else, something new subsumed under this. Okay? But the amazing thing over here, is that could you imagine if the mitzvah of kibud or hidu of Talmud Chochom, if kvoid rabbi is subsumed under that, okay? Can you talk about kvoid in yiras rabbi before you talk about kimo and hidu and Talmud Chochom? It's ridiculous, correct? So if you look at Mishneh Torah in Protei HaMitzvos, he talks about the mechabed lamdeho. So, which one is first? The Mlamdeh is the Rebbe, okay? Which is very counterintuitive or very different than his approach in Sefer HaMitzvos. And the Prokim in Talmud Torah, the Perek of Agaba Muvok, is before the Perek about Talmud Chacham. Okay? So, those are 2 points. It's also nothing to do with what we're talking about over here. But the Rambam is also ready to accept something happened. We don't know as they do it as Hashem al-Khartira. And even if it is, it doesn't mean there's a separate mitzvah minyan mitzvah, because it's not according to the Rambam. Okay. See, you could have taken a different approach and said that the Rambam is being very harsh on the Baruch and the Dalis. Because he's saying that every S really should be in Minyan HaMitzvos. It's all or none. Okay? So, I can tell you no. See, Shimon Suni, you know, was working very hard. And Kshesh Yibat Tzchala Prisha, Kaklo Shizchil, there's a tshuva about Menaram about it, whatever it means. It's not a G'nai Timoid Al Emes, and you know, no, and that's what Talmud Torah is all about. Truth! Okay, say that. It's very interesting tshuva. I'm not going into it now. I quote it. But on the other hand, so what was he bothered by? What was Rabbi Akiva Machadish? So it could be, it's just the opposite. Shem Suni was learning S, that it's like Im. There's something included, a new thing subsumed under this, which is the same category. He said to himself, how can I have a corporeal being that there should be Yira, which we talk about the Rebbeinu Shalom, and especially in the Rambam's frame of reference. See, I'll tell you something. Yira is a very strange thing. See, we talk about Yira as an emotional feeling, okay? But the Ram Shita, if you learn Sherish Tess well, Yira might be an emotion, okay? But it's rooted in Deis. It's rooted in the Deya, and especially Mishneh Torah, the godless, the Rabbi Musa HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and to be taken aback and petrified by that idea, that's what it's all about. So how could you imagine to say S, a corporeal being, even as your Rebbe, he's maybe a little marble, how could you imagine such a thing? So the answer is Rabbi Akiva says there's one exception, there's an S that could be a different category. And that's what the Bahag did. But in general, S is the same category. But the Rambam doesn't even have that possibility. Okay? And that's what's going on. Okay? Now, next. So that's what we have. Okay. So I made a brazen statement, okay, last week. And I said that there's no mitzvah in Minyan HaMitzvos, according to the Rambam, that we derive from Ribui. Okay? So someone comes and says to me, what are you talking about? The Rambam says in Kufsari, Ches, I think also Ches, Lisa said, he says, that Kol Machmetzes Lisa Chelu, Kol Machmetzes Lisa Chelu, he says, L'Rabbois, Eiruv Chometz. So he's Marbe Eiruv Chometz. So the Ram has through Ribui, he has a new mitzvah. Okay. So I went back and I said to myself, okay, let's look at this in here. So I says, where does Ribui come from? And where's the Ram coming from in the Ribui? So the makor for Ribui, Rabbi Yisai, is the Lamed Beis Midos of Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Yisai Galili. Okay. And one of the meters called Ribui. And in Ribui there, it talks about Essin and Gamin, you know, and Ach, I think it was Af, Af. Es, Gam, and Af. I said to myself, you talk about a meter of Ribui, you know, the first one that should be at the top of the list is Kol. And just never made it. So I thought that what's happening over here is the call of Pshuto Shel Mikra, that it's coming to Marba something. Maybe you need a Pirush Mokubo to tell you what it's being Marba. But the Etzem idea of the Ribui over here, you don't need a Pirush Mokubo, you don't need a Mida in Midas HaTeira. And that's called Machmetzes Leisachela. That's what I thought, okay? There's more and more you can talk about here, but I think from a point of view, I think, you know, and the truth is, the Ramban does quote two times in Chumash, these Midas of the Lama Beis Midas, and the Ram is very careful. See, I was only wondering, he says, Mamish Doshim is Agoda, doesn't say Doshim Teiri is there, Ramosh, Rashmos, and that. What exactly does it mean, okay? But whatever it is, there's no mention in the Rambam that this midah was Nitna Misinai. We don't know anything. Okay. So that takes care of now. Okay. The Rambam could have made his question about Halachas Gedolos much stronger. But it comes back to my old point. Because the Gemara in Ksuvos on Kuf Gimel, Rabbeinu HaKodesh was mazhir to his children in his second marriage, Hizaru b'kvoid imchem. So the Gemara asks, what's he talking about? Kvoid imchem. Zachadraisa! End quotes. The pasuk from the Ribu from Es. So the Gemara says, that after the Ptira, it's his own special Bakosha, whatever it is. Okay, good, same, okay. But the Gemara says, Dereise. And according to the Rambam, Dereise, according to the Rambam, here it is. The Gemara is saying that it's a Pirush HaMakubal. Okay. So it's very real, Dereise. So, whether Ribui is whatever it is, but here you have it, correct? So he could have said, he could hit the Bahag just the opposite. He asked them Bahag Monashoch. She should have asked the Bahag. It doesn't say Es Hashem Elokech Tiro that it's a Dereis or Guf Teira. And here it says it. So it's a close and shut case. But the answer is, I said before, what did I say? I said, you can't ask such a question
Because he can't, the Ram can't ask that based on my postulates, there's this problem. Okay? Because the who made this postulate that the word Dereisa and that the word of Guf Teira is indicative of a Pirush HaMekubal or something? The Ram said it. So you can't use this as a question. So the same way he didn't ask it as a question, he didn't ask it as a question in the beginning of the Sheirish, when he's dealing with Orel or Yainesech or Bas, he doesn't ask it over here. He just asks the Monoshoch, but it's the same type of question. Okay? So now, moving next. So that is really the story, okay? I'm not getting involved in the Gersa. You see, there's a very strange thing going on here also. And I'm not getting involved. Ochicha Godol is a separate discussion, okay? Because, see, it's very strange. See, the question, how many mitzvahs does he actually mean to talk about? How many new mitzvahs does he want according to the Bahag? Because you say, he says, Kabbalah Savicha, and he has a one ribui, V'yasimecha, another ribui, correct? So is he talking about two mitzvahs? Two separate mitzvahs? Eishes Avicha, the Bali Mecha? I would find that a little difficult because Kibbutz of the Aim itself is one mitzvah. So I'm not sure that he's actually asking because he only says the mitzvah nefredes. And in his discussion, he only asks about Eishes Avicha and Bali Mecha. He doesn't ask about Ochicha Godol. So you ask yourself, Ribbono Shel Olam, Ochicha Godol, what's going on here? Okay? Isn't it? He doesn't say anything about Ochicha Godol, but he quotes it, right? So all I'm going to tell you, okay, and I'm going to leave it at that. I have a shiur also on this, but it's not, you know, it's not like the nitty gritty of Sherish Beis. In Perek Vov, Hilchos Mam, Malacha Tes Vov, that Achicha Godol is Midivrei Sefer. Ki Avicha. I'm not even sure whether it's Leach HaMisa or not Leach. I'm not getting involved in all these issues. But it seems to be a separate issue, Bechal. And that's, so you understand maybe, that's why the Rambam doesn't ask the question. Okay? So that, I think, takes care of here until okay. Now, I just want to tell you that, see, the next issue in that base case of all the different things that we left out and all the loose ends, okay? Now, the next question, which, you know, should be coming up, I'm going to skip and explain to you why. But gam ze sheresh shekvar nishtabesh zulasenu. Okay? Okay, derech agav, I'm not sure if he means in, he took zulasenu, he's talking the plural. Okay? So I'm not sure if in it's blush and covered. Okay, you have to ask yourself. Or because the Ram says in the psicha that many people walked in the path of the Bahag. So he's talking about the Bahag b'chol ha'horech b'gvoisav. You know, whether it's this or that, that's irrelevant to me. Okay? Now, that's in Yizul HaSeinu, that's in Yerushalayim. However, when it gets to the next time, u'kvahigiyu b'miyut simas libom li'yosekoshim izeh, and that's he's talking about droshes. Okay? This I want to leave off, unless you ask me, because I think I took care of this pretty well very recently, when we finished Sherish Aleph, and I read this whole part of the Sherish, okay? What's the very important thing over here is the Rambam only introduces Pshuto Shel Mikra now. He doesn't introduce it before. Because Pshuto Shel Mikra, if you don't have Yud Gimel Midos, okay, Yud Gimel Midos is not a Pshat and Pasuk. Yud Gimel Midos is the laborative chazal of the Rebbeinu Shel Olam Nitna Torah Misinai to be motzi dinim from the Torah, but it's not a pirish.
okay? But if you have a drosha, okay, which is not based on Yud Gimel Midos, so what are your options? This is not the laboratory to interpret a pasuk, okay? So your other option is saying it's a pirush, but a pirush is not traditional mikra. Well, there's no mesira. A pirush mekubal is ridiculous, and that's the Rambam says gufa de korba mayave, and that's the Rambam's discussion. And here, as I pointed out before, the word drabon is very different than before. The word drabon at the beginning of the Sheirish is just to say that it's not a Kabbalah, that they are the Moitzi. Here, the drabonon means the drabonon mamish. Okay. So that's this part. So we took care of now, Emet Hashem, you know, Bikacholim, unless you want me to come back to it, Bikacholim and this, and Nicham Aveilim, and also Chishuv Tekufos. Okay, so what's left? Now here's a very interesting thing. We'll see how far we'll get. I just want to do this slowly, okay? Because I skipped this at the end of the psicha also, and I owe it to you, okay? V'ulai tachshoy, shani b'yireach lefi she'enon vadoyis. I don't know if the word should be. U'lefi she'adina yetze b'midihi emes o eno emes. I'm not sure if it's true. I have some sveikis, whether it's true or whether it's correct. Probably, I don't know. See, true is a little bit, it's probably more so correct or bold or clear or something. That's another, you know, if you deal with the Arabic translation. Ein zeis hasiba. These are vadai. Because it has to be vadai. I thought the Rabbeinu Shalom gave these midas ha-teira to Moshe Rabbeinu to be Moshe the Dinim. Ela sibo mibnei shekol ma shemotziim hein anofim min ha-shoroshim. Know what the shoroshim mean and what the anofim are. Their roots and their branches. Okay? It's very strange, you know, the trunk, I don't have the trunk, you know, the anofim, and I don't know why, you know, this mush is a little bit strange. I'm not getting involved in that. He's interested. He introduced the mush of anofim. See, I'm not sure if, you know, biologically it's correct, because you don't go from roots to branches, but over here you're ending up with many possibilities. See, if you just say it's the trunk, you only have one, and he wants enough, okay? And that's why he introduces the mushroom, okay? Now, the important point, even before you get started, I have to explain to you what this is, okay? But I don't know exactly how to pronounce the Arabic word atzel, aleph tzadi lamed. I'm not, you know, I must say, you know, one of my strengths is not Arab, and as an Arabist. But it's the same word which the Rambam calls the yudalet shoshim. Okay? Now, those that understand and know Arabic, the older meaning of the word atzel, and the original meaning was a root, or an ikor or sheresh. But there was a later meaning of klal. So a priori, you would have expected that maybe the Rambam is using, and when he talks about the 14 shroshim, he's talking about klalim, principles. And here, he's using it in the other sense. And he says explicitly, it's not nothing. Okay? And that's what Kapach does. He says, it's different. Okay? And that's why he calls them klolim. And he calls it, and here there's enough. Okay? So we'll get to this point. The problem only is with that approach is of Rambam and Rambam, when he talks in his tshuva, he talks about shroshim and anofim in as far as shroshim themselves are concerned. So you have to ask yourself what that means. But you have to ask yourself what the anofim are. Okay? So it becomes very murky. So let's hold that off for a second. But I just want to know what's he talking about. Because he says over here very clearly, Mibnei shekol ma shemotziim heima nofim min ashroshim shenemu
l'moyshe b'sinai b'beyu. Okay? V'heim shesh esrei shesh me'ois u'shloish esrei mitzvois. Okay? So the 613 mitzvahs are the Shurashim, or the Torah Shebiksav, which has in it the Tayag mitzvahs, okay? So I'm not sure if he's, you know, it's that or that, but, you know, it's really the same for my purposes. And how do these roots give off branches? The Chazal water the roots with the Midas HaTorah, and they bring out from the Shloshim, they bring an Anofim. Okay? And that's the Moshel over here. Okay? So here, you see, here we understand, you see, the problem is when we get to the Shloshim proper, what the Moshel is going to be a problem. But the Moshel over here is beautiful. It's not really that, you know, you see, it's not that the Shloshim themselves are moitzi something, but they have in the potential you can be moitzi from them, because usually Shloshim grow themselves, okay? Okay, but Shloshim don't grow themselves, they're watered. So Chazal are watering them, I guess, through the Yud Gimel Midas, and they grow. And that's how they get, that's the Yud Gimel Midas HaTorah Nidrash to them, and that's fine and dandy. But then he makes a major point over here. V'afilu haya moitzi Moshe ba'atzmoy einam nimnim. But you see, before it gets to Moshe Rabbeinu, if you read it, this sentence stands by itself. Let's read it again. V'ulai tachshav shini b'reich milim noisem l'fi she'enam v'adoyis. What are the einon? The Midas and the Dinam that you come out of them, which are the Anofim, correct? Well, the Fisha Dinah Yoitze Bemida, he, Hayi, Emes, or Eino Emes. Maybe there's a suffix about it. Okay. Ein Zois Hatsibo. This is not the reason. Ella Hatsibo. Oh, so here, now, he's not only telling you the mechanics of how you moitzi the Din, but it's a reason why they can't be counted in minyan mitzvahs. El asibo yishkol ma shemotzim hema nofim min hashoshim shenemal Moshe misina bebeir. And since it's only anofim and only the shoshim are them bebeir and not the anofim, therefore they can't be in minyan mitzvahs. So it means even though the Anofim are derived, and they're naturally derived through the Gimel Midas, through the Shoshim, but since the Shoshim never goes to be Sinai, and the Anofim not, Anofim by definition are less than the Shoshim. And that's his explanation. Okay? So I'm just not sure we can talk about this, but let's leave it this not really for now. But you have to go back to the Psicha and see if Rav Avram's Tshuva in Ma'ase Nisim, where he talks about knowing the Shloshim, the Anfehem, you'll understand that what you should be doing. Okay, but I'm not getting involved in that now. But here, it's very clear. Okay? Maybe if you want, I'll talk about it next, whatever. But I want to get a little bit more. V'afilu hoya hamitzei Moshe be'atzmoy Einon nimnim. See, here is an amazing question you should ask yourself. Okay? Moses and Megillah, you test them a base. My balei gechol advorim umulamit sheheru akolish bochu lemoishe dituke teira v'dituke sefer. So means he showed him Diktuke Torah. So, you know, maybe you can make a statement that Diktuke Sefer him or this, but I don't know, Diktuke Torah, he showed them unless you tell me that all he showed to him were the midas, what's showing? What do you mean showing? You know, he told it to him, he showed, okay? What's showing? And then you have also the Yushalmi and Peah. The Kva Kol Masheh Talmud Vosek Osir L'Chadash Kva Nemel Moshe Misinai. Okay? So I asked you a question. These Yud Gimel Midas, which Moshe Rabbeinu is Derech, did he hear this Drosh of HaKadosh Baruch Hu or not? Okay? And the answer is, absolutely not. Okay? He can't be. Because if he heard it, it's Nemel Moshe Misinai. And he heard it in this pasuk, so it's a Pirush HaMakubal. Okay. So it means only Yud Gimel Midas will give it to Moshe Rabbeinu. Okay. Only Yud Gimel Midas. And Moshe Rabbeinu, with his Yud Gimel Midas, is the same as every other Chochm Lechach Meser. Maybe his drashas are better because he clearly had to understand how to use the Yud Gimel Midas, you know, and somebody else might have misunderstood it. Okay, you know, I can hear, you know, you can move around as you like. But, you know, okay. So, what does it mean, Kol Masheh Talmud Vosek L'Chadash Nemel Moshe Misinai? So I always thought that it could be was Nemel Moshe Misinai, but wasn't said as a Messiah. And Nemel Moshe Misinai is a Messiah. And even if the din was said to him, all the dini atera, the brothers who showed him, Hele Baal Sinai, but it wasn't said from Messiah. So even if Moshe is Moitz these dinim, and he heard it from the Rebbeinu Shalom, it's still only Yud Gimel Midas HaTorah in the Drashas Bar. And the emes is the Tesis Yontev is Abdoma, the Pirush HaMishnah pretty much says this. Okay? In fact, you know, I remember when we were in Melachos, when Moshe Chwisky said Chassad of the Kosh of Vacha, we were discussing the Sugya of Rabbi Akiva of Kol Kreitz V'Kreitz. The Rabbi Akiva was derish called Kreitz V'Kreitz, and Moshe Rabbeinu says, so in Ken, why did you give the Torah through Rabbi Akiva? Why through me? So then, when he heard Halacha Moshe Sinai is Nocha Daita, so the emissary is what happens when we concluded, okay, that it becomes a Chetzah Shel Torah only because of Rabbi Akiva, but it because of the Drasha, okay. Before it wasn't, okay? But it could not become a Chetzah Shel Torah unless it was given to Moshe Rabbeinu. L'chatechila. Okay? And that's a kanem al Moshe. That's Moshe Rabbeinu, okay? So it's a very strange thing. But even if Moshe is Moitzi, it's equivalent to everyone else. Moshe Rabbeinu's Moitzi is not Nemel L'Moshe Misi. Then I ask myself a question. So what's the Rambam bothered by the Gemara in Shavuos in the first Sheresh, where there's a discussion where he says, "V'loshin Gemara Shavuos, ain't we have a mitzvah nistavu ahal Sinai? Shasin v'schadish go mikol megillah minayin tamaloy mikim v'kiblo kimu mashkiblo kva." So he says a very strange tenets. So why doesn't he say that Taka was Nema, and it wasn't given to be Nimsa? That's a very simple case. What does he want? How could you make that statement in the first Shurish and make the statement that Moshe Rabbeinu himself is Motzi is different? So Rabbi Sai, I think the answer here is also very simple. I think the Rama was bothered by the Lashon. It says, "V'loshen Gemara Shavuos, ein li ala mitzvah shenitzdavu." Shenitzdavu? without a din meseira doesn't make any sense. You say the Rebbeinu Shalom told him something that, you know, you should know that this is the story, and, you know, that it's because you're hearing it, it's become a chefshot teira, and someone's going to dash it. But it can't be nitzdavu. Okay. And that's why the Rambam has to reinterpret the word nitzdavu that has to be she'aminu. Because he's bothered. If that word is serious, then I'm bankrupt. And this, what I say over here, cannot help me about Moshe Rabbeinu. That's what I would tell you. Okay. Now, let's move on. But I think that is, you know, is a very important, that's the crux of what's going on here. So I want to deal with main issues over here that we should get ourselves focused to try to understand the church. See, here he says, Voraya al koze, omo bigmor tmura, elef ushvameis kulin vachumin ugzeris shavois, vidikduke seifim, nishtakhu bimei evloi shel Moshe. Viafapikain hechziron. Osnil ben Knaz mepupuloi. So whatever you say, if you machzim mepupuloi, you don't need a meseira on it, okay? But the point over here, he's not going on machzim or not machzim, how machzim. But he asks himself a simple mathematical question. He says, Rebbeinu Shalom, if you're talking about elef ushva meyois kulu b'chamurim v'gzeiru shavois, 1,700 of the Yudgim Mimilish are telling the drashes of him, the drashes which Moshe Rabbeinu himself made were forgotten. Okay. And comes with Neil Ben Knaz, Shnei Mo Yom HaKoliv, Asher Yakez Kiyas Sefer, Velokedua, Osnil Ben Knaz, Vim Hoyu Kacha Nishkochis, Kamatia Klolus, that's the minion, Shenishkach mimeno hamispo hazeh. So you're talking about 1,700 which were forgotten. They forgot everything. So you must have a very big number of drashes which were said in Moshe Rabbeinu, and not everything was forgotten. Okay? Kigam bilti efsho iloima shenishkach koma shenoida. Hare she'ain sofek she'oisim adinim hamutsoyim bekal v'chayim v'zulosoy. Me'amidis alofim rabim. V'kol elu kva husagu bimei Moshe Rabbeinu lefi shebimei evlo nishtachu. And it was Moshe Rabbeinu based dino that learned all these dinim. Okay. And he revived part of them, but part of them was still remembered. Hine nisboi elucho shafil bimei Moshe ne'ema Diktukei Sofer. Okay. Diktukei Sofer, the Rambam learns, is Yud Gimel Midas Shatar in the Drashas poem. So he proves that there were Yud Gimel Midas over here. And he learns Diktukei Sofer, not like Rashi, and there's a whole Birka Yosef that says the Ramban, you know, it's a whole business, Rashi Megillah. I'm not getting involved over here, but the Rambam learns Diktukei Sofer is Yud Gimel Midas Shatar in the Drashas poem. Shmo'o means for Meseira. Okay? Shmo'o besinai bebeo. Hine shomo besino bebeo means Meseira. Hine humi divri seifim. Okay? Okay. Abu Brinisho. So Aloch Lubish B'Sinai, then Luchay is not Midivri Sofer. Because it's Shomo Bebeo. Okay. But the Rambam says in his Tshuva, very clearly, that he says in Shere Sheni, that Aloch Lubish B'Sinai is Midivri Sofer. It's the only way that I can imagine dealing with this, and again, that the Rambam is very clear, that Pirish, that mitzvahs
are Pirush and Mikoyes. So then you need two things. You need Nemel Moshe Misinai and Mikoye Teira. Okay? And Alochon Misinai, you might have Nemel Moshe Misinai, but you have Mikoye Teira. Okay? So they're out. Hine kvar izboye ki sheish meyos v'sholosh yosoy midas shenemo v'moshe b'sinai ein moinim behen kol ma shenu v'sholosh yosoy midas v'afilu b'zmano yol v'shol moshe rabbeinu kol shkein shenimna behen ma sheutziyu b'zmano mucholim. So I don't know what the kol shkein is unless you say that, you know, that you can question the expertise. What's the kol shkein? It's very interesting, okay? So I mean, you want to question the abilities of chachme b'seire to be moitzi, you know, okay, b'seire, I don't know. Who should be matikim the yomush is there dovo also lasses me su the reiser or yomush who goof tay of the matike the bale messere say that there's a pusher makubo say shaz nimno he say ki who know the makubo is going back to the beginning because the most important thing for him is interesting. The important thing for him is what he sets up at the beginning that he's ready to count pusher makubo even though all the arguments back and forth he doesn't have real proof about it. This is the important point. This is why he chazor again. The omno, niska hekish boy. Hekish means the lemidiois. That's the midas hatera. V'hu v'raya olo v'yachas misholosh lemidus. The halis chokas makosov. But it's only a pure unadulterated pirush hamakubal. And that is the sheyish. So we'll see exactly. Maybe we'll do a little bit more next week. We'll see. Okay. The important thing is you have to let me know when you want next week, or do you want next week? Okay? And I have a problem because I have a wedding in the States, and that Thursday after Purim, I'm going to be going. I have a one right afterwards or before we can see, okay? And the week before I'm coming back that Thursday, Mitzvah Summer Say Shir Thursday night. So you have to let me know if you want to share. You can have this, you can have whatever you like. Whatever you like, but let me know. Okay? Okay, but say that, but I have to get together. If you don't get together now, it's just not going to happen. Tuesday night? This Tuesday, next Tuesday night. But say that. Lee Ned. I hope so.
My wife is waiting for me, I'm sure I have to go.
Okay, Beseda. Does someone have no are you driving? You have your car here. Okay, Beseda. No problem. Beseda. Okay, Batzloch. Okay, I thought it was I took care of most of your problems.
The
Rambans, what
he's gonna do?
No. Yeah, talk to Finson.
What?
Talk to Finson. Okay? Say that. Okay?
This
is the Rambans, no? No, that's a scoop, okay? Unless you talk to Finson, okay? Yeah?
Yeah, man, thank you for putting it in the show. You basically made people love it. No, he bothered me, but he showed his